in Prague.
Last year, Tash Despa, a Tibetan refugee, now a British resident, returned to his homeland. He spent 3 months undercover, travelling the country to find out what life was like for ordinary ethnic Tibetans under Chinese rule.
A trailer for the documentary Undercover in Tibet, which features the testimonies of victims of Chinese repression, including a Tibetan monk who described being tortured, a woman forced to undergo forced sterilization, and former nomads made to live in isolated compounds. Those interviews were secretly recorded by Tash Despa, who escaped from Tibet in his late teens and returned on a UK passport a decade later. Ahead of a screening of the film at One World, Ian Willoughby asked Tash Despa how much danger he'd been in while filming in the tightly controlled territory.
The danger I can't tell. Maybe, you know, like my life, definitely, you know. If others say, you know, if some people coming in the night just kill me, that's the danger. Also, my family was in a danger as well. But still, I thought, and this is a really good chance to bring the truth inside Tibet to outside the world. So that's why I didn't really think my danger too much, really. As a Tibetan, you have got your responsibilities on your shoulder.
Since the film was made, did your family have any problems with the authorities?
There are no problems at the moment. Also, my contributors are fine because we bled their face, we changed their voices. That's why I think they're all right.
There was a gap of 10 years from when you left,
yes,
to when you went back. Had Tibet changed in that 10-year period?
From the outside, Tibet changed a lot. There's a beautiful road everywhere, and people are, you know, like nice clothes, motorbikes, cars. But inside, they have got nothing. Also, my first impression when I went to Tibet, and the Tibetan youngsters, they speak a lot of 50% in Tibet and Chinese.
So Sinicization or Chinification, yeah, is working?
Yes. Also, the Tibetan nomads is at the root of Tibetan culture and, you know, everything. And they moving them into a middle of nowhere. And then their livestock is confiscated by the Chinese government. The mines are becoming alcoholic and the gambling, you know, robbery now. And the women go to another town and they become a prostitute. Because this has never happened in Tibet before. Now, if you go everywhere in Tibet, there's hundreds of thousands of Tibetan prostitutes.
What do you think, honestly, in 20, 25 years from now, how do you think Tibet will be? What kind of country will it be? Or what kind of territory will it be?
I think in 20 years, if we still goes like this, you know, without help from the outside world, if China is not going to be changed, I think Tibetans are going to be vanished. If you don't read and write in Chinese, you don't get a proper job. Because of that, people are sending their kids into a Chinese school. And so I think Tibetan culture and everything is going to be vanished in 25 years' time if we don't get any help from outside.
Tibetan filmmaker Tash Despa speaking there to Ian Willoughby.